Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I'm your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been guiding you, that your faith muscle has been building, that we're able to go higher with God, that you've been able to stand firm in the foundations that we've been building, that your legs are not growing weary when the weight gets heavy. Come on now, I'm already getting ready started, y'all. This week's episode is Standing Firm. I need you to text it to somebody. I need you to tell somebody. I need you to post it somewhere to say, we're standing firm with God. Before we start this week's episode, I'd like to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for the trials and tribulations we are in right now, God. We thank you for the valleys. We thank you for the mountaintops, God. We thank you for everything you've done in our life, God. We are not worthy of anything, God. We ask that you just be with us right now, God, that you're able just to touch us, build us up, let us become stronger in our faith. God, we know you have the final say-so in any situation, God. And we leave everything into your hands. You are a redeemer. You're the one that gives us life. And for that, God, we say thank you. And in your name we pray, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. I am so happy to be here today. I thank you for allowing me to come into your life, to speak life into the situation that you may be in right now. I'm excited. We're standing firm today. And I want to get into this. I don't want to take up too much of y'all time today. I really want to get into this. This word has touched me today. And I hope it touches you and moves you in a direction for God. We're going to be in Isaiah. Isaiah 43. If you have God's word, or like God's word, give me an amen. Isaiah 43, we're going to do verse 2. It says, when you go through deep waters, I'll be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Let's go down to verse 3. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Isaiah 43 verses 2 and 3. Stand firm in the foundation of God. We've been talking about it for some weeks now. We've been going through this for some time now, where I've been telling y'all that God puts you into situations, and he puts you into places that he needs you to be in. You may not like it. It may not always feel the best, but this is the best situation that you need to be in. And through these difficult situations, difficult times, is where we find out if you are really about that life, is what I like to call it. Are you really, really willing to walk through the fire that God has placed you in? Yeah, God placed you in some fires. He placed you in some things so he can show you his will and his way. He can show you that no matter what you go through, that he's still there. The word tells you, the Bible tells you, that no matter what you go through, the fire will not consume you. It will not burn, the flames will not burn you up. You are going to be right there with it. But it says that you are going to be in that difficult time. But this is where our faith muscle has to be built. And this is where we have to get stronger. This is the foundation of our faith, is trusting in God. When Jesus was taking the cross and he was going to Calvary, he trusted in his Father that he would come out better on the other side of it. It may not look exactly where you want it to look, and you may not always be smelling the best or looking the best. But God says, I need you to be this right here. It just reminds me of a story that I had a conversation with the guy the other day. And he says, I'm going to rehab. I have a drug problem. I have a drug addiction. And I've been talking to this gentleman for some few years now, and we've gotten really close, and he says that I need help. I've backslid. I've fallen into a depression. Things are just going so wrong. I went to jail, and I picked up that pipe again. And I need help. The gentleman sent me a text the other day, and he says, I need you to call me. So I called this gentleman, and he says, I fell so hard. I fell on my back. I had no choice but to look up. And there he was. God was there extending his hand for me to grab. I thought when that warm feeling that people talked about when they met God was just a metaphor, that it wasn't really like that. But he picked me up from my low point. He held me close. And I felt the love of God. He says, the reason why I'm telling you this, because you were laying this foundation. Come on now. You were laying this foundation in my life this entire time. I heard you, but I wasn't hearing you. What you were saying to me really wasn't resonant with me. I really wasn't listening like I should have been. He's what you were laying the foundation. You kept talking about God. You kept talking about Jesus. That no matter what we went through, is I've listened to the messages. I've listened to the podcast. I've listened to you speak, and now I see that you are laying the foundation. And that you always stood firm in your foundation of God. And no matter what you went through, you are always saying the same thing of Jesus and God, and Jesus and God. And I said, God put us in our life, and God put me in your life for this simple reason, to build a foundation. So that the day that it came to it, you can stand firm in it. He says, well, people have been saying all kinds of things about me. My family has turned their backs. People say that I'm weak because I had to go to rehab. People say that no matter what, I'm always going to be like. He said, for years I stayed clean, but then that devil came in and stole and took. He knew where to hit me, and the devil didn't play fair. He attacked me, and I wasn't ready for it. It's those blindside attacks that what hurts the most, and that's what costs you everything. But now, he says, I'm standing firm in my foundation with God. I feel the warmth of him holding me. Then I know that I don't have to turn to this pipe anymore. I don't have to turn to this addiction anymore. Now I'm going to be all sold out for Jesus. See, we have to go through it sometimes to get through it. I can't talk to an undefeated fighter to see how to deal with the loss. And I'm for that person in your life that you've never lost, that you've never had to be in this, maybe this message ain't for you. But for the ones that are going through it right now, the ones that have been dealing with some things right now, this message may be for you. This is where we know that we're going through what we need to go through. Well, we've been fighting. We in a fight, y'all. We in a fight right now. And whatever the devil may come at you in this way, however he may try to come at you and steal that joy, do not allow him to steal your joy. Do not allow him to come in and steal what you've been building. Because you are not that worthless person that they said you were. You're not that person that they said you were. Okay, you're not living in where you used to live. You may used to be a cheater. You may used to be a drug addict. You may have been worthless at one point in your time. You may have been lame one point in your time. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to walk through what I'm going to walk through. I may come out walking a little bit differently. I may come out walking with a limp, but guess what? I'm still walking. Yeah, and that weight may get heavy at times, but I'm telling you right here that my Jesus is with me. And the Word tells you right now that no matter how far that water goes and how deep that water is, you will not drown and it will not consume you. God takes you into the deep water because he knows that's where their haters can't swim. He knows how big you are and how bad you are. He knows that no matter how many things come at you, you're able to fight it. And in that fight, we find out how real we really are. Stand firm. We have been doing these reps. We have been doing our devotions. We have been sitting there. And when one of your teenage kids gets a little slick with that lip and gives a little bit of attitude, you say, God, I used to be just like that too, but I'm standing firm in the Word. I'm standing firm that you're going to touch these kids' lives. And I know it's hard when they get a little smart mouth. Right, or they get a little slick with that lip. They like to say little sly things. But God, we stand firm in the foundation that we've been building in their lives. We got to take these lumps and we got to take these hits. And I know it's not comfortable, but we got to be able to stand firm and say, God, I need you in this situation right here. We're doing something different. We're the ones that where the generational curse stops with us. This is what everything stops with us, and we do something new. We have a different foundation. Because if we acted the way we wanted to act, and we spewed out everything into our mind, we'd be in a whole lot of mess. God, that's why we take our hands off this situation with our kids. We take our hands off the situation with our money. We take our hands off the situation with our addiction. We take our hands off so you can put your hands on. Come on now. Who am I trying to speak to today? I'm not sure if you... I want to preach this thing like I feel it. My shirt's getting really, really tight today. I'm ready to go now because this is where we need it. Once we take our hands off, God can put his hands on. And when he puts his hands on, that's when he changes everything. He's the one that can make it and move it and fold it in a way for him. And this is where we got to trust God and say, God, I need you right now in this exact situation. Because God, I need you to put your hands on these kids. I need you to put your hands on my situation. God, I need you right now, God. When I'm at my lowest point, God, I know you're going to extend your hand out right now and pick me up, God, because I need you. I turn to you. I'm not turning to anything else. I don't need anything else. God, I need your Word, and your Word will fill me up. Your Word will give me what I need. God, you will quench my thirst, God, and I'm thirsty for you, God. I'm hungry for you, God. I need you to fill me up, God. I need to get swole on this Word, God, and I don't care how sore I get. I want to keep on standing firm in this Word, God. I'm standing firm in what the promises you have made me, that we will be better out on the other side of this, and no matter what I go through, you're going to be here right here with me. I don't care what the people have said about me. I don't care, God. I admit it, God. I am a sinner. I am weak. I need you to make me strong. I need you to make me better. God, I need you to make me a better father, a better wife, a better husband, a better brother, a better sister, a better friend. God, I need you right now, God. You're the one that can change every situation. You're the one that has the final out. You have the final say-so in every situation, God. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what this world says. God, we trust in you, God, to lift us up. We trust in you to fix us, God. We trust you to put everything in your will, God. We ask that you just step into our life right now, God, so that we'll be able to walk a little bit different, that we're able to talk a little bit different. Yeah, God, we've been going through some hell this week, God. We've been going through some hell before I got on this microphone, God. But I'm standing right here firm in the foundation, God, that I trust you, God, that you will make me better in this situation, God. While I'm sitting there arguing with my spouse, God, but I don't know how I'm going to feed my family, God, I know that you're going to be with me. I know that you have the final say-so, God. I just got to turn to you, God. And when I feel like I'm flipping out, God, that I don't know where to go or what to do, God, I know I just need to look up to you and say, God, here I am. I need your help. And that's where we got to be humble, open, and transparent as we can be and say, God, I need your help right now. I need you to lift me up, God, because with me, I'm making a whole lot of mess at this situation. I need you to come in. I need you to help me, because I know that we have been building this foundation for so long that we'll be getting so better at it right now. And this is where I need you at, God. I need you to step in right now and fix this. Stand firm. I know that the fire gets hot. I know that it's uncomfortable. But in the fire and the uncomfortableness, you're going to find peace. Oh, come on now. I don't think y'all caught what I just said. When it gets hot and you're uncomfortable, that's where you're going to find peace. You're saying, yeah, I'm going through it, but it's not killing me. God says, I've got you covered. I'm surrounding you so these flames cannot consume you. I want to finish this point of this young man that we were talking about earlier. The boy graduates. In a couple of days, he says, I'm scared to... When I go back out to this real world and how I'm going to be perceived and how I am, the devil knows how to get at me. I said, but you're going through this time right now. You went through this time. So that when you're able to come through it again, you're standing firm on the foundation. And this is where you have to trust that God is truly in your life. He humbled himself to know that he needed help. He knew that God picked him up and lifted him up. I said, well, now your walk's going to be different. Now your talk's going to be different. I told y'all a while back, and I told you, I want to say it was last week, that it was cutting season. Not everybody that you meet is in your life for a lifetime. Some people in your life are just a season. And you're in their life just for a season. We take refuge in that. That God will put people and put you in places for a season. The season that may be difficult. The season may be uncomfortable, but it's just a season. It's just a chapter. It's just a paragraph on the page in that chapter. It's not your final destination. But we stand firm that God is the one who let his will be done in our life. The flames will not consume. No matter how deep you go in that water, you will not drown. that God has you covered. Stand firm in the foundation of God and what we have been building. The Word says, the Bible says, that He'll be with you through it all. That you are stronger than what you think you are. You are better than what you think you are. I don't care what people have said about you. God has the final say-so in the situation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the things you've done in our life today, God. I thank you for the situations that we may be in right now, God. And I know they may not be comfortable. And I know they may not look the best, God, but we trust in you. We trust in your word and your promise, God, that you will not leave us or forsake us, that you'll be with us, that you'll be guiding us, and that you'll be protecting us. We stand firm in the foundation that we have been building with you. We know the fire will not consume us. We know that we'll be able to do all things through your word, God, and through you. God, we thank you for everything today. God, let us stand firm. If we may grow weary, God, and our legs may get weak, we know that you will lift us up. You will guide us and you will protect us. You'll let us go and be better people. We trust in you and in your word. And in your holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I thank y'all so much. And I really, truly hope that your foundation has been firm in Jesus and in the word. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. For praise and prayer reports, please text 208-906-9742. God is guiding your life. Stand firm in His foundation. And until next week, God bless, and may God continue to bless you. Stand firm in that foundation.